Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Today, we're going to be talking to the owner of a consultant firm that works primarily with entrepreneurs and small businesses, and she provides so many different services. It's absolutely amazing. I don't think I've ever spoken to the owner of a consultancy firm that does all of the things she does. Anyway, it's very interesting. Our guest is Kathy Taylor Salisbury. She's based in Phoenix, Arizona. And she points out that according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, approximately 20% of small businesses fail within the first year. And by the end of the second year, 30% of businesses will have failed. And for too many people, success can be rather elusive. But according to Kathy, that's because they all define success differently, and everybody has different meters for success. For example, one person can be successful or feel successful after 30 years on the job, while another will find that lifestyle stifling. And Kathy elaborates that entrepreneurs first need to think about how they define success. And a lot of entrepreneurs don't get proper feedback, so that they know whether they're being successful or their customers feel like they're doing a good job. That feedback is really very, very important, and it's something that, again, a lot of people don't get. And Kathy points out the problem here is everybody is their own worst critic, and their self-assessments are often inaccurate. So she created a business called Tailor-Made Consultants to eliminate roadblocks to success. And Kathy shares she's also thrilled to be creating a legacy for her own family. It's a family-run business, and she has several members of her family who are in business with her. So we're going to find out now what Kathy Taylor Salisbury has created with TaylorMade Consultants in Phoenix. So let's bring her on the line now and talk about this. She has a background in banking and many other things. She's very, very experienced, let's put it that way, in the world of business. Kathy, welcome. Nice to have you here. How are you today?
Doing wonderful. Thank you. I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here today.
And you're happy to be helping other companies and entrepreneurs do better,
yes.
Right? That's a way
yes.
to put it.
Yes, I am. Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
It's very
I pointed
exciting.
Out you were in the banking business for a while. What other business was it that you had spent many years in?
I was a corporate trainer for an insurance company, one of the major insurance companies, for 16 years. So I traveled around and taught leadership. I taught all types of classes for people, sales, and et cetera, and insurance.
Well, obviously. That's a great background for what you're doing now. What made you start this company, this consultancy firm? Obviously, you feel there is a need for this, and there's a lot of things that entrepreneurs and some, you know, small businesses aren't getting. They aren't getting the right feedback from clients and customers. Is that right?
That is correct. 8 years ago, after moving to Phoenix, people would tell me, gosh, you know so much about so many things. You need to help others. And you know, I thought, yeah, maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I found myself being asked a lot of questions. Well, I ended up you could say I was contracted through another job to do exactly what my business does. However, when you're doing it for someone else, the satisfaction is not as great. I mean, I would be definitely satisfied to help customers, but I found as I evolved that I wanted to do more. And so I decided to strike out on my own and give a little bit more of a personal touch.
I think that's great. So let's talk about what you do for companies. First off, define for me the kind of clients you help. Who's a typical kind of client that comes knocking on your door for your services?
Well, you know, I get so many different ones, but a lot of them are startup companies, or, and when I say startup, it may not be, excuse me, from the ground floor. It could be someone who's maybe had their business a year or two. Anything under 2 years is considered a startup. And so they'll come to me either thinking that they want to take their side gig to a real job, or they want to, you know what they could do better. And so they'll come to me and say, you know, how do I expand, or how do I start this type of business? I want to do this on my own. And so what I start off with is asking them, do they have a business plan, or have they thought about it? And I have a 10-question questionnaire because I want to know why they want to do it. I mean, it is not an easy feat to open up a business. I mean, you work harder for yourself than you do for anybody else, I think. And so I really want to find out why they want to do this. And it's got to be because they have a passion, or else it's going to feel like work. But when you do something you love, but you've never worked a day in your life, right? So I want to make sure that it's truly what they're passionate about. And we go from there.
You talk to people who are considering starting a business at the very beginning, rather than they've started a business and things are just coasting along and they're not doing great and they want to do better. I would presume you work with both, you know, clients of that nature, right?
Yes, I do. But a lot of people,
somebody may come to tell you they want to start a company, and you could tell them, well, that's a stupid idea. You can't do that. It's not going to work. Right?
Well,
or you wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't say it's a stupid idea. I'll try to steer them in the right direction and say, well, I understand your idea, but let's try this.
Right.
You know, and I will give them suggestions. Sometimes they listen and sometimes they don't. But I have had a few that come back and go, you know, you were right. That I do have to do X, Y, Z, you know, because you have to be in compliance. And some people think they can just do it, you know, and there's no licenses involved or whatever. And then they find out, you know, because I explained to them, well, you've got to get this license, be bonded, you know. And so there's just so many things in the minds of others that you find out by that questionnaire. You really, really do.
Okay. All right. You have a great website, which obviously is right about what you call tailormadeconsultants.net. And if people go there, they can find out how to get in touch with you. You work with companies or individuals, I gather, wherever they are in the country, right? I mean, obviously you do a lot of this on the telephone or Zoom or whatever, right?
Yes, telephone, Zoom, WebEx. You know, they can go on our website. They can apply right there. And especially the application process is for equipment financing, which is one of the things that I sort of take them through. If they are starting out and they need, say they want to be a mover, well, they need a moving truck. So I'm also a finance broker for commercial businesses. So I can actually help them get their financing for whatever equipment they need. We follow Section 179 of the tax code, which basically says they can reinvest in themselves. So we will, you know, they can write off that whole amount of that truck the first year on their taxes. And so that's a plus versus like a normal loan you go to get from a traditional bank where you can only write off the interest portion. These are drawn up to where you can write them off at 100% the first year.
Well, that's very helpful. You know, a lot of people probably would think they have to go to a bank to negotiate this kind of thing on their own, but you provide this kind of service and advice. You also do, as it points out on your website, you do business startup documents. That's something else a lot of company or people who are starting a business have no idea that they have to do. Documents need to be filled out, right? That's very important.
extremely important, especially for people who want grants, because we do grant writing as well. I explained to them that if you're wanting some of the more detailed and larger grants, you got to have a business plan together, because you know you need to do your due diligence and you got to check out your competition, and I have a very detailed business plan that I have that I can put together for them, and it's state specific or industry specific, things like that.
So let's go through the whole list of services that you offer, you know, other than documents, original documents, and a little bit of financing, help in financing and arranging financing. And can you do that? Doesn't matter where the company or the individual is. Let's say you're in Arizona. Suppose it's someone from North Carolina who's calling you.
Yes.
Can you still help with those documents?
I can help.
Right or not?
Yes. That is correct, yes. I have access to all the state-specific documents. It's a software that I have in my system. I'm able to do that. So operating agreements, you name it. I can do all of that. I can do LLC documents. I can do the DBA documents.
Well, what your goal is to eliminate roadblocks to help people get successful in whatever they're going to do. And you point out, you don't just give clients a map and then send them off. Each client apparently is assigned a mentor by you who spends a minimum of 2 hours a week with each client helping to guide them. Am I right in that? Is that the way it works?
You are correct. You are correct. And that mentor is with them however long, you know, the customer decides that they need it. Now, it could be that I feel like they need it longer, but for whatever reason, maybe their funds, they're not able to pay for the mentoring longer. And that's fine. They can always come back and we'll still help them. But
tell me what the mentoring does. Tell me what the mentoring does for them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the mentoring, what will happen is that with the program, say, okay, I'm going to go back to that moving company, and it would be, all right, I need a moving truck, I need dollies, et cetera, but I don't know how to put it together. You know, I may need some assistance with that. So what we'll do is that mentor may say, okay, let's sit down and plan this out. Do you have, you know, have you advertised? Have you done this? Have you done that? So they'll actually, like, sit with them and talk to them about where they should be at, checking back with them, et cetera. Now, it could be that they may need that once a month. Maybe it could be once a month for at least 8 hours. You know, it just depends on how they need to break it up with that person. But then also as things get going and say they find out they need more equipment or they need, you know, a point of sale system, which we should make sure that we make sure they have everything they need, but computers, whatever. So if they run into, questions, problems about the business and kind of get them back on track, we're able to do that. And then I subcontract out, especially, say, for instance, it's a restaurant, and in their building, they're needing the funds to maybe put a new roof on or something like that. I may get them the funds, but I also know people who may be able to help them to do that. If they happen to be in Arizona, I could help them.
Okay, so give me a success story, for example, of someone that you worked with, and you know your advice was really very helpful to them. Do you have one?
Yes, I actually do. I have a gentleman. The first time that he came to me, he wanted to do deliveries. So he wanted to be a logistics person, and he didn't have the money to get a big semi-truck. So, you know, he's like, I can't afford those types of payments or whatever. I'm just starting out. And I said, okay, this is what I suggest you do. Start off with box trucks. You know, larger box trucks, they're not as expensive. You don't, you know, need a CDL for those types of things. And then as your business grows, you can buy more and get bigger, and then as you become more financially stable in your business and, you know, you make your payments on time, you know, you'll be able to get more. So he went ahead, ventured out. Now he is on his fifth truck that he's owned, and he's
wow.
never, you know, and last year he called me, and he said, you know, Miss Cassie, guess where I am? And I'm like, where are you? And he said, I'm in the Virgin Islands. This is the first time I've been able to ever take my family on vacation, and it's because of you.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
That's really good. You know, you do something else. This is really, your daughter works with you, Jasmine
yes.
Jax, and she
yes.
offers personal styling services. Now, this would be something obviously geared more for the people in your area in Phoenix, I would presume. But anyway, talk to me about what she does. And as it's written, as pointed out to me, is you've had clients who don't know what to wear to a meeting, and she will help
yes.
guide them. Is that right? Let's go into
yes,
that.
Yes, that is correct. And actually, I do have a customer that I've helped in Texas, and what we'll do is we'll sit down and talk about what the occasions are for, because she wanted to expand her business and sort of reopen it. And so it would require her to meet with people from the city, try to find a building, a lot of things like that. And she's like, I just don't have the clothing for it. And so, you know, we went online to, you know, different department stores and ordered her things and had them shipped to her.
Wow,
so
that's interesting.
You can do that.
Do you get many requests for that kind of service? I know you provide it, but do a lot of people need it, or is it helpful?
Well, you know, I would say a lot of people need it.
And they don't
they
know
don't
it,
know
maybe.
They need. Yeah,
yeah,
they don't
okay.
know they need it. They don't know. But the ones here in town, though, we are able to help, and we do get a lot of requests, especially if they're doing, like, photos or something like that. For their website, or they're going someplace for, you know, an event. So yeah, we've been able to help people locally, but yeah, and when it comes to not being in town, yeah, we definitely can, you know, get the clothing and stuff together. And so with this lady, like for instance, one of the dresses did not fit her. I had her send it back, and I ordered her, you know, another size. So.
Well, I think that's, you know, that's a really unique thing that you do provide. I'm wondering about your previous life as a corporate trainer. How did that help you for what you're doing right now? And when I say a corporate trainer, what did you train people doing in that life?
Well, in that life, wow, that was such an interesting life that I had. I don't know that I can say the company that I worked for, but I started off, you know, of course, just doing normal customer service. I had just left my life at the bank, and I had never really gotten into insurance, and didn't really know that was going to be a second career and where I was ending up being doing training. But I trained everything from brand new, walking in the door, how to do your job, to the president of the company and CEOs and management on leadership. I went through leadership classes. I taught them all on leadership classes, and I began to excel in my career, just going from site to site, doing those trainings and teaching people correct grammar usage in there, what they're sending out, and just team dynamics. And so all of those things, I feel like it was a segue to where I am now because I do have to talk to business owners, you know, which are, you know, leaders on employees and what to do sometimes when they do have questions. So I think it really prepared me for this. I didn't really think, you know, you just never know what you're going to do. And then you find out everything kind of fits together.
Interesting. Very interesting. I'm sure that was a big help to what you're doing. Tell me about the mind maps you have created to help clients succeed. Describe what a mind map is.
Well, it looks very similar to what an org chart is, where, you know, you've got your big block at the top and then everything is coming from it. And so in our session, after we've figured out, you know, where they want to be, the kind of business maybe they have and they want to go through the mentoring and coaching part, what we do is we put what the job is, and I'm going to go back to that moving company because that's pretty easy to do. So you go, okay, the very top circle is a moving company. And so I make them think, okay, so are you moving local? Are you going across states? So you kind of like draw lines from that, and then each line has another bubble. So one bubble may be in-state, one may be out-of-state. You know, one could be city. You know, and if you do those things and those are the services you want to provide, then we draw another line coming from that. Okay, what are you going to need? So it puts everything in front of them in a visual that I let them take with them, because those are the things that if they are to be working on, you know, we're going to focus on this one particular part of the map. They can also see their success. Because you brought up a very good point when you were introducing me about feedback. I want them to check those things off, and then I want to be able to look at the feed, give them some feedback based on what they've done so they can see, okay, I am accomplishing this. Because they may not even realize what they're doing, and most of the time they don't see their own accomplishments. So that allows them to have a visual. They can see what they're lacking in, what they need to do, and then they can organize themselves better.
I get it. You know, there's another interesting aspect that you focus on, and I think a lot of people may not be aware of how important it can be, and that is social media brand management. Let's get into that subject. How important is their awareness and you know, their presence on social media with their business?
I would say it is just as important as anything else you do, because now, you know, it's not like it was when I was younger when we wrote letters to our friends and mailed them. You know, everything now is on social media, or, you know, we didn't have cell phones growing up, so... you know, you had to wait till you got home to talk about things. Now people are talking on social media. You see things. It's in your face, the ads. Even if you don't participate in some of the, you know, media as far as Facebook and things like that, you still Google, and there's still Google ads, and there's still placement within those in order for your company to be elevated. If no one knows about you, then how are they going to use your service? So you really got to get out there and do more than face-to-face networking. It's going to require getting yourself on social media.
I mean, it can make or break you. It can be that important. Between success and failure, whatever you're putting out on Facebook or whatever, you know, other social media avenues can be critical.
It can be, especially if you're trying to get a very big ticket client and you have less than stellar things out on your media pages, then that can make or break you for the future.
So you can guide them in that aspect of their business.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Yes. And my other daughter, Trinity, that is on our team, she is our social media person as well, and she is able to, you know, deal with marketing and things of that nature.
Also, Spanish bilingual services, that's something you offer. Talk to me a little bit about that aspect.
Yes, we have. I have a consultant that's in Texas. Her name is Norma Vasquez, and she is our Spanish speaker. And she does. So if I do have a customer that does not speak English and they are needing some translation, I have Norma there, and she could translate for me and be able to actually talk to that person.
Okay. And she becomes their mentor in that way if they become a client. Would that be right?
That is correct, sir. Yes, that's correct.
Well, you got a lot of avenues covered. Again, I would love you to tell me any more success stories. I know you talked about that moving company, but people who have come to you and with your help, you know, they're getting successful. It happens. It has to happen. That's what you do.
Yes. Yeah, and I want it to happen. That's the thing. I get so excited when people come to me about their ideas. I mean, I've heard some real interesting businesses that I never thought about opening. I'm like, wow, that's great. So I get real excited, really, really excited. You know, the people, when they first come in, they're either going to talk to me or they'll talk to Jasmine. But most people do want to talk to me first, which is not a problem. I try to make myself as accessible to everyone as I possibly can. And so I just get so excited. I really, really do. And they're kind of surprised to hear that from me. But I want to see people do well. You know, to me, that's just my passion. And I've always mentored others to be successful and to do things in my prior jobs, in my prior life, I would call it. And so I'm just taking that a whole nother step up to where, you know, I'm really doing this for them in a whole different way.
Well, you know, I think it really is remarkable what you're doing, and it's a credit to you and to your background, and realizing there were all these various avenues that needed to be covered in your effort to help entrepreneurs, you know, and especially people who are just beginning a business for the very first time. They need help, and they need proper guidance, and that's what you're there to do.
Yes, and sometimes I get calls, you know, when it's too late, and I don't want that call. You know,
I've had
customers that are like, oh, man, I'm going to have to give up my truck. I just can't afford it and this and that. And, you know, I'm like, this is why, you know, I do send out, you know, those constant contacts to say, hey, is there anything you need? How's everything going? Especially if it's someone who did not agree for mentorship. Then they see, oh, that would have helped me. Now, what do I do? It's like, oh, no, this guy is falling.
Well, listen, you sound like a lovely lady and someone who really can be very helpful. So let me point out, we've been talking to Kathy Taylor Salisbury, and again, she runs her firm called TaylorMade Consultants, and there's a great website, folks, if you want more information on how to get in touch with Kathy or, you know, look at the various services she offers. It's TaylorMadeConsultants.net. TaylorMadeConsultants.net. Kathy, thanks for taking the time to tell us about what you do and what the services, all the services you provide. It's a remarkable business you have, and thank you for being with us. And good luck to you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Kathy. Same to you. Bye for now.
Bye.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That we do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. See you next time, everybody. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio.